What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Monday morning. Well, just a horrible game yesterday. Just flat out horrible. The Birds totally embarrassed. I mean, totally embarrassed. We'll break it down every which way we can. You know, your reaction on the head coach, the quarterback, the defense, the team, a 2-2 squad in a season that looks like it's going nowhere good fast. We'll talk about it with you. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
John.
Popcorn is popular in movies because it doesn't have any sugar.
Eagles had no sugar yesterday, John.
World War II, sugar shortages, rationing, all that. Popcorn became popular only because it didn't have sugar in it.
Well, the
team looked horrendous.
Horrible.
Everything about the team was awful. And I kept thinking, the fatigue makes cowards of us all thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an excuse. I mean, you knew going into this for how long you were going to be in Tampa.
No question.
At this point of the season.
No question.
Hot down there.
Yep.
We talked about it just a skosh on Friday.
Yep.
I hope this team's ready.
Yep.
They did all that walking through. Let's hope they're physically ready for Tampa. This early in the season, they sure weren't.
No, it was a disaster. I don't need to tell everyone, but I'll say it. Phone lines open. They might not be open long, because I think they're going to be pretty jammed pretty quick. But they're open right now if you want to comment on yesterday and the disasters, you know, start to the season. I mean, they're not 0-4, but come on, this is a joke. All right, so look, 215-592-9494. You know, I told you a couple weeks ago, and I'll certainly stand by it, this season was going to be a bunch of, excuse me, eke it out, often uninspiring wins and a bunch of bad losses. And when I say a bunch, like, you know, eight or nine of both. And that's what we got. This is what we got. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we got this year. They're not good. Three main things obviously in play in whatever order you want to put them. But I think it's fair to say, you know, after that game and after this month of September, three main things really stand out. One, they've got a head coach problem. Two, they've got a quarterback problem. Three, they've got a defense problem. Bing, bam, boom. Clear as day. Quarterback, coach, defense.
I mean, that's
defense,
that's
quarterback, coach.
Just the start of the list.
Yeah, you order it.
I mean, that's
it,
the top three. Maybe
yeah.
the top. Maybe that's the top three things.
You order it any way you want, but they got major problems on all three fronts. Frankly, the defense may be the worst. You know, I mean, the missed tackles yesterday were astounding. But I'll tell you, I think the biggest problem is Hurts because of the importance of that position in pro football and because of the nature of his contract. Guys, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to say it. I'll say it a million times if I need to. I hope I don't need to say it a million times. Jalen Hurts just isn't that good. He's just not.
He didn't play well.
He's actually just not good.
That doesn't mean he's not good.
You can say that all you want, John. I am telling you, I can easily declare to our audience, factually, that Jalen Hurts is actually just not a good NFL starting quarterback. Now, Sirianni, I'll say this. He's not good either. But I do think some people are ragging on him a skosh too hard. Because he's got horrible talent on defense from Howie. I was trying to figure it out yesterday. I think there's an argument. There's only four guys on the defense that actually deserve to start. So he's in a defensive bind.
And one of them's 36 years old.
Well, I actually didn't have him on the list. I would put Brandon Graham next. You know, the list I had, CJ GJ, who, by the way, is not doing great this year.
Are we sure about that?
I'm not sure.
Because I'm not sure he should be starting.
I'm not sure. Jalen Carter. Darius Slay.
Jalen Carter, if he wants to.
I understand.
And Quinyon Mitchell.
Quinyon Mitchell.
That's it.
That was my list. So look, you got a defensive problem, you got a quarterback problem, you got a head coach problem. John, I'll turn it over to you and everyone at 215-592-9494. And believe me, in no way am I letting Sirianni off the hook. In no way. I'm just telling you, personally, I think there are bigger problems than Sirianni because I see players that just aren't good at playing. But John, floor is yours.
Fatigue makes cowards of us all. I watched it. You watched it. Now I am fatigued by this team. By this coach, by this quarterback, and my patience is nearly gone. This is Nick's chance now to dig us out during this bye. Let's hope he talks to the team. Here's the gist of the way I feel about what happened. Too pass happy, very obviously. You needed to run the ball, and you didn't. That hole was dug far too deep. Bad job by everyone on that front, but Kellen Moore, boo to you. Running the ball was the way to beat the Bucs. I told you Friday, the stats even said that. They were, for those number cruncher guys up there upstairs at NovaCare, they were third worst at stopping the run heading into that game. And then you didn't run it. And then the game got away from you, and it was 24-0. And then it was just disgusting. Three and out. Was it the first three or was it the first four
drives?
Well,
it was at least three.
That is so incredibly unacceptable, especially when you know it's going to be in the this September Florida heat and humidity, like that kills guys for extended periods of time, and you knew that going in. How could you let that get away from you? Kellen Moore, Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni, Doug Nussmeier, bad job. The coaching, you failed us. Nick, you were awful. We were nowhere close to ready. Our team was soft. He should not be the coach of a team vying for a world title, Joe. Our offensive coordinator, Kellen Moore, got beaten by their defensive coordinator, who's their head coach, Todd Bowles. Their blitz plan beat us. A week after, I thought we were doing better with that stuff. I thought we were doing better with the blitz. Our defense was exhausted out of the gates. That was clear. Jalen Hurts failed us. He was bad. I wonder how far back he has slid now. I'm worried about whether he's salvageable with any coach short of Shane Steichen. I didn't want to believe the slide, and now it's like, man, the slide is real. I'm not ready to give up on Jalen, but he needs to be much better in a hurry. And six games in a row without scoring in the first quarter, that's just, yeah, that's on him. Yeah, that's on the coaches, but that is unprepared as a team. Last Eagle, you heard the stat, last Eagle to score in the first quarter.
I did not.
Jones.
Is that who it is?
Yeah. Julio
wow.
Jones.
Wow.
That was seven games ago.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield, just, the stats are crazy in this one. Baker Mayfield was sacked seven times last week. He was sacked 12 times over the last two games. We knew he was going to unload the ball quickly, yet our guys are off and soft in coverage, not because that's the smart thing to do, but because they're gassed. They can't get up and, you know, they can't get up there in the face of the wide receivers. They're out of shape. They're soft. They're not ready to play. That's the shame of it all. You should have gone harder in camp, and there's more proof, Buttercup. My gosh, just 14-0 with 5 minutes left in the first quarter. Like, that's where we sat. Okay, now maybe running's not even an option.
John, you know
we aren't getting anywhere close to Baker Mayfield. He's picking us apart with the pre-snap motion. Why isn't, like, he's identifying our coverage using pre-snap motion. Why aren't we doing that? Is it the coaches or is it Jalen? Or is it the combination? All I know is Jalen is making too many mistakes. Baker Mayfield played a much better game than he did, and that's not what we pay for. And it's not an easy task when the coaches are doing you wrong in some respects. But at this point, you know what the problem is? It feels like at this point, Kellen Moore has stripped Jalen of all the things that he does well. And, you know, the legs, the athleticism, the ability to get that first down off the edge when there's nothing there. Or to you know, squirt up the middle for a massive play when all is lost. Like that. That's special. That's special stuff. I can't, my gosh, I can't get over
well,
the
look,
fact
I'll
that
say
this is where we sit.
John, well said, obviously. I mean, first off, let me give you one of these, sir, because that was a good 3 or 4 minutes there. Look, it's a disaster. We've seen Eagles teams climb out of holes before. I mean, anything's theoretically possible. 95 was 1-3 and lost the game week four in which they gave up 48 straight points. I'm not making that up. 48 straight points. That was week four of 95. They were up 17-0. They lost the game 48-17, and they were 1-3. They actually climbed out of that hole. They've climbed out of holes before. But this one, it's just, they're just not good.
They took away what he did well with a lot of the RPO stuff, and then we didn't make up for it with the passing game goodness yet. And I don't know if yesterday it was because those wide receivers were out. I mean, I'm sure that's part of
it. Well, that's obviously part of it.
But it feels like there's so much more than that. It feels like there has been a delay. It feels like there has once again been a stunting of our quarterback.
Look, I just don't think he's that good. I think that they were able to mask his deficiencies a couple years ago. One, with tremendous talent around him. Two, with an easy schedule. And three, much like Chip Kelly brought to the table, something unique that at that time, and I know it's not that long ago, it's only 2 years ago, at that time defenses were struggling to keep up with. And then defenses made adjustments, and this is what we got.
But is that who this quarterback is?
Yeah, I believe that.
I don't think this quarterback is a guy who sits back and says, okay, you guys changed too. Now I'm just going to let this happen.
No, I don't think he's trying. I don't think he's trying to be deficient. I just think he is. I think he's trying to be better. I mean, I don't sense this is a Carson situation where Jalen's head is in the sand. Like, Carson's head was in the sand. All right, no, I think Carson was also deficient to the point where, you know, he just wasn't really capable of finding his own way out of it. But I think Carson was kind of oblivious to it. I listened to Jalen very closely post-game yesterday. I appreciated the way he handled it after the game. I thought he said the right things. He knows he wasn't good enough. He said
more self-aware. Yeah, it's not just lip service.
No, it
I
wasn't.
I think it's lip service when I hear that, hey, just put it on me. I'm the head coach.
No, I was actually okay with both of them after the game yesterday because I thought they properly met the moment of saying it was on them. You know why? Because it was on them. But the bottom line is it's not about
I'm
what
I'm getting so sick of hearing all that,
John.
Like, I can't even take
well,
it.
Well, it's better
anymore.
Than
I truly am at the breaking point with all that stuff.
Look, it's only September. Buckle up, guys.
Yeah, we're 2-2. That's the thing. It's gonna be October.
I told you, and I'll say it again. You're gonna get your excuse me, eke it out, uninspiring wins, and you're gonna get your bad losses. And you're gonna get a bunch of both. And that's what we got this year. Joe to Cameron, Jen Rich, your phone calls and reaction on all of it. By the way, there was a stretch yesterday for a portion where the Eagles were actually at 1 point outgained 255 yards.
Don't say it, Joe.
Here we go. You ready?
I thought it was 54.
250. Well, maybe it was four. I thought it was five. I'll say five. 255-0. Or 254-0. Oh, boy. Yeah, you know, as Rhea just referenced, the Darius Slay post-game social media activity was a joke. And the Devin White social media activity in the game was a disgrace.
Wow.
and even if Devin White's claiming, well, I meant to heart it instead of retweet it, well, why are you hearting something in which a Bucs player is being praised for strip sacking the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, the team you're on? Here's my guess, and I'm going to ask Sirianni about this tomorrow when he joins us on the show. This would be my guess. I bet you Devin White just wants to get cut, and I bet you he's just going out of his way to try to cause a problem.
John Welborn?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. I mean, look, they deactivated him. Obviously, N'Kobe beat him out. And N'Kobe's got to play better. But I don't think Devin White will ever see the field for the Eagles. Let's put it this way. If he doesn't see the field in the next week or two, he's never going to see the field. And it wouldn't surprise me if they cut him. But it also wouldn't surprise me if he's just trying to get cut at this point. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Brian in Middletown. Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. And I know it's kind of happy Monday, but hey, at least we get a chance to kind of break this thing down. Hey, look, I say that the extended preseason is now over, all right? And look, I understand the passion and all of the criticism is legitimate, but can we get away from making, like, the career pronouncements regarding Jalen Hurts? You know, because he was without his top two receivers and his right tackle. I mean,
it's a tough spot. Obviously, you don't expect him to be. You don't expect him in that game to be as productive. I hear you, but he shouldn't be as bad as he was. And Brian, it has been a slide backwards. I mean, it just has been. Now, I agree with you. There shouldn't be declarations to the point where you just throw him out. I mean, he's what they got. It's not Kenny Pickett time. But I'll tell you this: if he doesn't pick it up, he's not going to be the starting quarterback next year. And I feel really confident. As I said the day after the Eagles lost to Tampa Bay, I feel really confident now, more confident, that he definitely won't be their quarterback in 2 years. He's just not that good.
We'll see, okay? But I need to see him with all of his weapons. I mean, we've literally only seen him with one game, with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, and
Hang on. You do understand the inherent advantage when he has those guys, right? Like, this isn't the true mark of what he would be with average players, because he's got some horrendous receivers. Dotson stinks, okay? But when he's got the star receivers, that's not the true mark of what he'd be with average players, because A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are so remarkably above average.
Look, no quarterback is going to win a championship without having other quality players. I mean, that's true. That's kind of unfair. Hey, look at the previous head coach we had. I'd rather be where we are right now than where Doug Peterson is and his chosen offensive coordinator.
I hear you, but 0-4 isn't the standard that you're trying to be better than. I mean, two and two. You know, you're trying to be better. By the way, I mean, Dotson stinks. You know, horrible trade by Howie. I told you when they did it, my antenna was up. Like, don't pass the smell test to me. Why is Washington dumping a third-year first-round draft pick? Why? And he gets here, and nothing. Guy's been here a month. There's nothing. Guy doesn't do anything. By the way, I swear to God, I don't think we hear Bryce Huff's name in games. Like, I watch Eagles games, obviously.
I think he had a tackle yesterday.
No, I know he had a tackle. But I'm telling you, Ree, if we went back and had the TV version of all four games, I honestly wonder if his name has been said in, like, more than a game.
He had a snap more than BG yesterday. He had one more snap than Brandon Graham.
Yeah, and that may, and I don't.
Which is them trying to equalize things.
Could
which
be.
Is them trying to make up for a lot of time where, you know, BG
could
was
be.
Out there, you know.
Could also be, though, as the game got away from them, they just started playing other players. I'd have to know the wins of when that happened. Like, I know there's a lot of people freaking out. Saquon didn't touch it more. There's a certain point where you're not going to run that guy in the fourth quarter. I mean, what's the point?
It's not the fourth quarter people are complaining about.
No, I know. And, John, I got to tell you, I agree with the basic premise you started with. And to me, I broaden it out beyond Saquon. If you were without your two receivers, and you have a largely struggling quarterback, as Jalen has been largely struggling this year, the offensive coaches, namely Kellen Moore, has got to go into this game saying, I'm going to run the ball.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of Saquon, but it's also going to be, I need to see that Shipley guy. Like, just run the freaking ball.
No doubt.
And that's a failure of coaching to not approach the game that way. That's just a flat-out failure.
And Jalen can run it, too. That's part of what he does. This offense has been, it's been neutered in so many respects for protecting our quarterback, and they've just taken it too far. And I hate the fact that I watch us against the Blitz yesterday, and we got just completely housed.
Crushed.
And that was not really much blitzing. It was single-backer dogs at times, you know, like one linebacker. Coming in an A-gap, messed us up so badly because our back had to protect rather than get out. Like, now my worry on film is that everyone's going to say, okay, rather than allow Saquon to leak out, we're going to blitz him every time. Saquon Barkley can be neutralized in the passing game if we just send a linebacker, sacrifice a linebacker. Instead of covering Saquon, we'll blitz him. It's simple.
Look, I think it's very simple. James, what's top of mind for you? What's hitting you this morning?
Obviously, I mean, you guys talked about everything, but for me, it's Jalen. I thought Jalen, that was a horrendous performance yesterday. And you go into that, like, I get it, but we can't do both sides, right? We can't say, well, he's got these players that, you know, but then when he doesn't have them, make the excuses each way. We go both ways. Well, he doesn't have guys. Like, he gets $255 million. He was the highest paid player on the field yesterday, and he was nowhere close to the best player on the field yesterday, and that's unacceptable.
Rhea, top of mind for you. I know there's a lot of headliners. Which one grabs you the most?
Defense, and especially, you know, like the tackling. I mean, Baker Mayfield he wasn't launching it down the field. He was killing them underneath, short passes. You can't live like that. Literally, I couldn't take Tom Brady anymore after a while.
He was bad.
So I flipped.
And Brady needs to be more critical. I'll say that.
He does.
He's way too, like, trying not to be judgmental.
Throw.
Yeah, no.
It's you know, own the moment and recognize I got a quarterback crumbling in front of our eyes. Say it.
Yeah, say something.
Say it.
So I went back
and
to...
And by the way... And on Baker Mayfield, you got a quarterback who had crumbled, who has reemerged as a decent player. You know, say that also. I mean, he says a little bit like Brady's just not very good right now.
I went back to Merrill and Mike, and Mike was apoplectic about the fact that they were not pressing on any of the wide receivers. Yeah. He was like, this is get up on them. Do something.
Well, we were too tired. We were exhausted.
Yeah. They may
Brady's
also be.
Brady's not very good right now. So
no,
he
Brady's...
can get better. He's going to get better because he works.
It's four and
that's why he was so good because
is
he
this
kept
a Jalen Hurts correlation?
I'm telling you, he works, and that's part of what made him so good. That's part of what everyone could depend upon with this guy,
John
Jalen Brady. It does make a difference if someone's willing to humble themselves and work. And I do think, to your point earlier, our quarterback wants to be.
Oh, I know he does. But he's just not.
Our previous quarterback of mention, Carson Wentz, did not want to change.
I agree with that.
He was asked about it, I am who I am. I'm doing what I do.
I know.
So it is a positive.
Yeah, but
Jalen wants to be better.
But it's
that
not.
Jalen is not up there thinking that he's got the world by the waist.
But it's not enough. Here's the thing.
Just because he wants to be better doesn't mean he will be better.
Here's the thing.
I get that.
Here's the thing. I tweeted during the game, and I've said this before, but I'll just say it again. Here's what I tweeted. I don't know. Second quarter, maybe. The sooner people realize Hurts isn't that good, the sooner life will make more sense. Millions of fans have got to stop fooling themselves. Guys, he's just not that good.
That is so
accurate.
False.
Cut that audio, Seltzer. That is so
not that good.
Dot, dot, dot. Accurate!
How can you say that?
Because my eyes see it. I know it.
Your eyes see it. Yeah. And he played differently. He played differently previously.
By the way, I knock him down to average now. As of Friday, I had him in the slightly above average category, and I have now knocked him down
without
officially.
Without two of his top players and Lane Johnson.
Got to be better. Got to be better.
Yeah.
Jeter Cameron,
and
John
he
Ritchie.
Will be, and he can be. The fact that you say he can't be
I didn't say he can't be. I said he.
Well, it sounds like you're saying he's not that good.
Listen.
That sounds damning.
Here we go. He won't be consistently enough to warrant being the Eagles quarterback for the long term. Book it. Oh, man. Well, we're going to need the Phillies in a big way. I mean, this Eagles season certainly is not looking like one that's going to have glory. They're going to have to fight and scrap and claw to try to even make the playoffs. Now, with the division, you know, that possibility is certainly still there.
Washington.
I know. We'll see what the...
No, the worry is the next four games after this bye, they're bad teams. The teams are playing poorly. The teams that we're up against, I think it's what the Browns, the Bengals are in there.
The Jags are in there.
You know, they're teams that...
Giants, I think, is the other one.
Giants.
Yeah.
It feels like we can play poorly over that stretch and win those games. And,
well, of course.
And it's that. Of course, I want to win those games, but man, I want a harsh assessment internally of this team.
No question.
Self-evaluate and accurately, and we need to start pruning the interior, like whatever you call it. Prune the insides of this organization.
Look,
these coaches need to do better, just like the players need to do better, just like everyone needs to do better. This is the bye week. It's a weird time for it when it needs to be this serious.
Yeah. Well, look, I think everyone knows there. You know, one of the biggest topics right now is whether Sirianni should get canned immediately. I mean, if he's going to get canned, it's going to be today or tomorrow, and if not, he's going to survive the bye week. I would not fire him at this point. But I know a lot of people are starting to say, let's just can him now, to which we get to not one but two different Twitter poll questions of the day that are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new three-row Chevrolet Traverse has arrived, and Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. First poll question, do you think the Eagles should fire Nick Sirianni during the bye week? A, yes, B, no. Second poll question, which of these is the biggest issue with the Eagles? A, defense. B, Hurts. C, Sirianni. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. It won't surprise me if Sirianni wins the poll. For me, I'd put him in last place in that poll because I think the quarterback and the defense are bigger issues. But I know a lot of people want to see Sirianni gone immediately, and he may win that poll. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Brahim is with us right now. Good morning, Brahim.
What's happening, morning team?
Hey,
Joe Rhea. John, James. Guys, we got a quarterback problem, a coaching problem, and a coordinator problem. And you know, Joe, this is why when after that one game against the Saints in 2020, when you and Gilio and everybody was pushing for Jalen Hurts to be the starting quarterback, I pushed back because this is what his game was in college. Dude, he gave us one fluke season. He was bad in 21. I don't care what anybody says. I tried to jump on board in 2022 because I was tired of fighting about the quarterback. I was tired of being divided with my fellow Eagles fans. And I just wanted a normal quarterback. And we don't have one.
Well, Ibrahim, first off, do me a favor, my man, and rein in the curses there. We heard you, but other people didn't because you curse. So just
Oh, I did curse. No, I said freaking.
He said freaking. Oh, I thought he said freaking, but I dumped it just in case.
All right, I apologize.
I was with you, Joe.
I apologize.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
No, it's all right. It's all right. So, I mean, listen, Brahim, here's what I'll say, man. If for the portion of that didn't make the air, Brahim was saying the Eagles should have never made Hurts the starting quarterback. I disagree with you. I mean, first off, Carson was clearly no longer a quality option as of the end of 2020. That was obvious. Number two, they did almost win a Super Bowl with Hurts, and he did bring something to the table initially. Again, I put it in the Chip Kelly category. Much like Chip, where it initially worked for very strategic purposes. But upon being met with resistance, as Chip was met with resistance, as Jalen has been met with resistance, there's no counterpunch. I mean, part of being a great boxer, you got to counterpunch. Part of being a good football player, you got to
counterpunching.
But it's not good.
We see
but it's not good
at
enough.
Times,
it's not.
It is inconsistent.
It's not good enough.
Yes, that's the problem.
Yeah.
It's inconsistent.
Brahim, go ahead, man.
I listen. We got him. They paid him more than Carson. We got him. I mean, but I don't see him winning us the Super Bowl. I just don't.
Well, I don't either. At this point. I don't think he's going to be the quarterback much longer. So, I mean, I mean, winning the Super Bowl is like...
It's just disappointing, man. I mean, we have not had a viable quarterback in here since Donovan. That's crazy.
Well, they had him briefly. Carson was briefly.
Carson
was.
He was. Injuries got Carson. You can look at him. He was not moving the same after 2018. He just wasn't, period. But the bottom line is, Joe, is that we don't have a good enough quarterback right now. We don't have a good enough head coach. And and I wouldn't fire Sirianni right now because I think that'll just make a bigger disaster.
Yeah, I don't think it serves the purpose people think it would. Hey,
why does that make a bigger disaster?
You
know why, John? Because if you get Kellen Moore, and who's going to be the head coach? Kellen Moore?
Probably.
Is he going to handle every single thing?
Yeah.
He's not even a good coordinator right now.
Brahim, here's my thing to you, my man. I need you to call the show more often. You're an awesome caller. Thanks, buddy.
No doubt. All right, see you guys.
All right, man. By the way, Thursday, big Philly show. Obviously, the playoffs for the Phils start on Saturday, games 1 and 2, Saturday and Sunday, South Philadelphia, Citizens Bank Park, and all the games broadcast here on WIP. We don't yet know the time of the Saturday and Sunday games. There are still things to be determined today in baseball with that. You know, Mets Braves doubleheader, which is a wild scenario.
It's insane.
It is. Here's what we do know. Thursday, we're going to start cranking up the Phillies coverage more and more as we get closer, about 48 hours from the first pitch of the Phils postseason, with a big day of broadcasting. The station at Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. One of those all-day WIP broadcast things from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., which I guess wouldn't be all day. It'd be 12 hours. But we will be. Seltzer, it says it again on my piece of paper. We'll be live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. As opposed to what? Not live?
Yeah.
How many times do I have to... Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be live. No, we won't. Actually, we're going to do the show from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. and then we're going to put it on tape delay. And then you'll hear it from 6 to 10, but we'll have already done the show. No. All right. All jokes aside. We'll be there 6 to 10. Hang out with us if you can. By the way, special station announcement at 8:40 that morning. And there will be Phillies guests sprinkled in throughout the day. Again, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. It is a Red October rally. Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia. What a location. 1526 Packer Avenue in South Philly. Be there or be square.
That special announcement will be firing Nick live on air.
So. You imagine that? For that. Look at Seltzer taking a shot. All right, let's listen to just a couple lowlights. You know, normally when Wechter and I get together before the show to compile audio... We think of these as what is often called highlights.
Yes.
In
that is the nomenclature.
Highlights. But these, ladies and gentlemen, would be lowlights. And we're only going to give you three right now, but they're three that really stood out.
Three too many.
Three too many, yeah. But they're three that really stood out. Let's start. I mean, the Eagles are already in a huge hole. They're already down 14-0. But let's get to the disasters. And I mean disaster special teams play by Isaiah Rodgers.
Cooper DeJean. The punt is away. It's end over end. DeJean will come up, call for a fair catch to Muff, and they're going to call a penalty on the Bucs hitting Cooper DeJean. It would have been recovered by the Bucs, but it looks like Josh Hayes, even though there was a fair catch signaled, ran into the punt returner.
Thrilling on the field is there's no foul. for fair catch interference as that player was blocked into the receiver. The receiver subsequently touched the ball. That ball was recovered by the kicking team. First down, Tampa Bay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's just horrible.
Did you hear what Rogers said after?
Isaiah?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
He was doing it on purpose, a savvy veteran move, because he was trying to get a penalty.
Yeah, it's really dumb. It's really, really, really dumb. And by the way, for it to actually happen again later, not one that they caused a muff, but for, you know, I mean, listen, let me tell you something. Cooper DeJean's lucky his knee didn't get taken out on that play. I mean, he was in a vulnerable spot.
The one where you talk about where Trotter came through and got the ball? Are you talking about
well,
on that one?
Well, the first one, his thigh gets taken out. But if that player goes into him just a little lower on the knee.
Oh, you're talking about the one where, yeah.
I mean, that was in a very vulnerable. I mean, he got back. He was smoked twice. Guy's trying to catch a fair punt. He gets smoked twice. All right, so that's a disaster. Let's get to the fumble. Obviously, the Eagles had, I wouldn't quite say clawed back into the game, but I'd say they were close to being close. They had begun building momentum. It's the second half. They had put up some points. They're moving the ball down the field.
They had that wild two-point play.
Totally. And then this just freaking disaster happened.
Dotson in motion. Hurts. Back. He is being rushed. He steps up. He's hit. The football comes loose and the Bucks have it. I think his arm was going forward. I don't know. They're saying it's a fumble.
Levante David, the linebacker, he comes through hard, and he takes a shot from Saquon Barkley on the pass probe. That ball just has to come out, but when Jaylen Cox is on to throw it, Levante David is right there to get the football out.
I mean, the game was over at that point.
Do you think Devin White's listening and cheering in his car for the play?
James, do you agree with my theory?
I would cut him this morning.
I agree. Do you agree he's trying to get cut?
Yeah, I think that's probably what it is.
Right?
And I don't want to, like, you know, give in, but he's got to go. Like, that guy can't be on the team.
You can't
anymore.
Do that. You can't do it. So that guy's got
to
go.
But he said he tried to
heart it instead of retweet it. But
it's
It's still the same thing. You're still supporting something where a Tampa Bay Bucs player stripped the ball from your quarterback. I mean, it's totally unacceptable. All right, let's get to the third moment here. Now, I honestly don't even know which point in the game this was. Wechter just figured, all right, let's pull one piece of audio to note missed tackles, because there were only 77,000
of them. That wasn't hard to find.
No, it wasn't. Who knows at what point in the game this is, but it's an example of, you know, missed tackles.
This time it's a quick pitch to Irving, and Irving breaks two tackles, takes it inside the 10 and down to the 6. Eagles are not tackling today. The tackling is terrible. Absolutely awful.
Not only not tackling, but they're just getting blown off the football.
I mean, John, as someone who specialized in that kind of stuff, like your career was about the physicality and like doing the fundamentals, you know, you weren't the greatest player, but you were a very good player and you handled your business. You had to be disgusted out there seeing that out there yesterday.
It was so troubling, and I just kept chalking it up to their it's hot, they're exhausted, they're gassed. You know, guys are going off the field to get IVs, but like, that's both teams played in the same environment.
Totally.
It's not an excuse, you know, that Tampa was in better shape than our guys were. There is no excuse for the fact that it made us look weak and soft and scared.
You know, I was really disappointed in Reed Blankenship yesterday, because if there's one thing I think he is generally good at, it is actually tackling. Like, he's not going to be your coverage maven, but he's a pretty sure tackler. I mean, you know, on that goal line play, look, he might not have stopped Baker Mayfield, because Baker Mayfield had a head of steam, and he didn't need to go long to get into that end zone. I mean, just like an extra half a yard. But I mean, but Reed Blankenship didn't even get him on the ground. That's Baker Mayfield. I mean, that was a bad game by Reed Blankenship yesterday. It really was. 215-592-9494. Let's get to Pat. And the sad thing is, he might be one of their better starters, and that's saying something. Patrick in Tabernacle. Good morning, Patrick.
Hey, everybody. Morning. You know, it's funny. You know, call up Seltzer, and again, he's a good barometer. I call him up, say, "Hey, Seltzer, man, can I talk some birds?" He goes, "No, no, you can't." But listen, I didn't have high hopes for this team coming in, and I think I was a little bit of an outlier with that. And I don't even know where to begin. You can pick any topic. You can go Hurts. You can go defense. You can go Sirianni. But I'm still looking at Hurts, and I know it's hard in this game because of who he didn't have. But But still, John Ritchie, man, I was talking last week about, you know, the turnovers. And again, we see, you know, not really protecting that ball. I mean, that's a tough one, but, you know.
And by the way, Patrick, very lucky in the fourth quarter there weren't two more. I mean, there's
should have been a pick six. I mean, that was a pick six. You just didn't
catch that one, and then the one where the guy just barely missed it and hit the ground. I mean, it's not good, man.
No, it's not. And Joe, I'm like you, man. This, you know, I think last week I said Jalen Hurts to me is not the quarterback I thought he was going to be, and he's just a quarterback now.
Let me ask you a question. I'm just curious. When did that evolve in your mind?
Do you think that's permanent? Like, is that what this is? He's permanently the quarterback he is now.
Patrick, when did it evolve for you in your mind?
This season. Last week, because I said it, and I've seen enough. And you go back to what we saw last year into this year, and he's just a guy.
And John, here's what I'd say to your question. Like, I'll give you.
I think it's foolish to say he's permanently the player that he is.
I didn't say yes. I didn't say permanent. What I'm contending is that it is unlikely that he will get good enough to warrant being the long-term quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Was he good enough in 2022?
Of course.
So he
that was
already
the only
was.
Year, though.
So was
he
Carson Wentz.
Was
so was Carson Wentz in 2017.
I understand.
So
and
was Chip Kelly in 2013.
Carson never got back to that.
Right.
We'll never know exactly why.
So was Devin White in 2020.
I'm not going to rule out the possibility that a young quarterback can be even better than he was in 2022.
Well, he's not going to be that. He's not going to be that.
Absolutely.
No.
With more.
He's not
come
gonna,
on, man.
No, John,
with,
better.
With 1,000 games under his belt, is this quarterback a better or worse quarterback?
Well,
he's better.
Well, let me just explain this. He would have won the MVP. He I think, technically finished second. The only way to be better is to finish first. He's got a 0% chance of that happening in his future. He's just not good enough. Now, can he be better than he currently is? Sure. Like the Baker Mayfield thing where you learn more as you go and you get better. Sure, that is possible.
Sam Darnold,
yeah, absolutely. Geno Smith. But the point is for
Josh Allen.
Well, he was younger.
Season,
he was younger.
And Josh Allen's more talented.
Amazing.
Josh Allen's more talented.
But the thing is, for $250 million, it's not worth waiting. That's my point. Like, if he was making $1 million and I had a 4-13 team, like by design, 4-13, like the 2017 Phillies, you know what? We'll try to get there in 3 years. And he's your Nick Williams, then sure, give him 600 at bats over three straight seasons and see if he turns a corner.
If it's
this is
not
an organiz-
worth waiting.
Well, that's my point. It's not worth waiting.
Look, if it's not worth waiting, what's been consistent over the fluctuations of Jalen and this team? It's Howie, it's Nick, it's Jalen, right?
Well, they're the main three. And Lori,
Howie's not going anywhere. But
correct.
Jeffrey and Howie aren't going anywhere.
Correct.
Jalen is a lot more expensive to fire than the coach is.
Look,
if something needs to change, what needs to change?
Look, I think
something needs to change if we're going to know for sure that Jalen is not permanently damaged goods
now. But you can,
I do not believe he's permanently damaged
goods.
Well,
can I ask you a question?
Come out of
Let me ask you a question. Would you acknowledge that if he doesn't start playing better, he shouldn't be their starting quarterback next year? Do you acknowledge that? I mean, to me, it's clear as day to see, but what do you think?
I have no idea what that even looks like. Because it's not going to be the same.
Not playing better?
It can't be the same. It has to be a different offense. It has to be a different scheme.
You're just wasting seasons, then. You're just wasting people's time.
So you're going to keep Kellen Moore if the offense stinks?
I didn't say that at all. I didn't say that. I'm just telling you, he's got 13 games to prove that he will play better than he has in the month of September, or he's not going to be the quarterback next year.
I am so certain he will play better because that bar is so low.
Well,
the question is, can he play like a Super Bowl winning quarterback? Like, that's the goal that we're all looking
at. Well, yeah,
right?
But that's not the next step. The next step is just to play a little better. That's the next step. I mean, he's light years away right now from playing elite ball. Jeter, Cameron, John Ritchie. All right, a lot of injuries with the Eagles.
It's not as far away as you might think.
Okay.
What we're talking about are split seconds here. What we're talking about are those decisions being made or not. He's not making them
He doesn't have it in his bag. It's not in there.
He has had it in his bag in the past. That's why he must have it somewhere in there. I think it's accessible.
Well, anyway.